Bleachers.
Okay, we just say when. She's up ready for it. Oh, sorry. Okay, we are now in a special city council meeting, possibly discussing litigation. It's July 30th, 2026. We're in the council chambers. And we'll go for a roll call.
Michael Broadbent.
Chris Anderson.
Paul Penrod.
Laura Workman.
Stan Silver.
Okay.
We need to make a motion to turn this into a closed meeting.
Yeah, what we do.
Okay. Somebody like
I move to make this a closed meeting.
And four.
For the purpose of discussing possible litigation.
I'll second.
Okay.
And then we need a two-thirds vote.
Michael for the vote.
Michael Broadbent, yes.
Chris Anderson, yes.
Laura Workman, yes.
Stan Silver, yes.
That's about two-thirds.
Okay.
For this.
Okay, so we're turning off the Zoom.
Okay. Open session.
Live again.
And we're back in open session, city council meeting, city council chamber, Spring City, Utah, July 30th. We are back in our open session, and we'll take a roll call.
Michael Broadbent.
Chris Anderson.
Paul Penrod.
Stan Silver.
Welcome. Again, our open council. Chris, did you have an item?
Well, the question is whether I understand what's happening with Ashley Webb. And is he asking for anything now from the city, or he's not going to annex?
He wants a document that I can't find, but
okay.
But I swear what I saw before, it was an annex document.
But so, he's not asking us now for water or for
anything. He's proposing.
He's still proposing. He still wants
the connection.
He'd still like to see that connection go through.
But don't we have a policy about not granting connections to people who aren't in the city?
Was just going to go with the county.
That's what he's.
Well.
Yeah, he said he's.
Yeah,
asking
well,
to go
he,
well.
He's saying that because we didn't pick up the baton and say, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
And so he's trying to kind of inspire us to maybe.
So if they're in the buffer zone,
we don't have to give them water.
No, I mean the 1 acre lot thing. Can't they do 1 acre if they're in the
buffer
zone?
He can do
1 acre. He can do 5 acre.
Yeah.
He can't do a half acre.
No.
Right.
I just
he can do.
I know in
the
county you have to have 5 acres.
Buffer zone reflects what's in the city. And he'd have to do wells, right? If we don't.
Yeah, if we don't put in the
water.
Yeah,
so, just have to well.
So if he's doing wells, that's the water hookups are irrelevant.
He did say he's going to do 5 acre lots.
Yeah,
he did. Earlier he told me a 1 acre.
I didn't say he told me 1 acre.
That's
when.
That's
what
he got annexed.
How many acres does he have?
I thought it was 10. Is it that many? 10, 20? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think it's like 20.
I don't know that.
So if you're a buyer, so you want to buy this premium 5 acre lot, and you got to recirculate all your water. Seems like.
I think his original subdivision proposal though was for 1.0 acre lots.
1.06.
Not 1.06. He got all those people to buy lots up there with no water.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Can we find a grove of trees right in front of those two buildings?
Can we what?
Up there? Plant groves of trees right in front of
the two buildings. We could ask Steve. Steve, would you mind planting some trees up there? Well, that's the problem I have with... Never mind. Yeah, maybe Steve would plant some trees, but then that would destroy their view.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've met the people that I'm like... I just sit there.
So they don't even need approval. Well,
they're not the city.
So if they're in the buffer zone, they can go to the county and say, I want to do this in 1 acre lot.
Yeah, I mean, he's essentially trying to tell us, you have an opportunity.
You do them in the grid.
You have an opportunity to upgrade your system for $200,000 because I'll pay for a portion of the upgrade.
Yeah.
That's essentially the offer he's made.
Yeah.
We're declining that to take, kind of take that offer because we think we need to spend money on a well.
Yeah. And the Mickles' words are, if you guys want to do it, we'll support you. And but we're not paying for anything, but in exchange,
do
they, if you're running that line through there, we would like a hookup somewhere there,
but they
but
don't want to annex.
They do not
want to
annex.
But if Ashley Webb said I will pay for everything, that would be one thing.
Yeah,
that might be tempting, right? I mean, you might say, oh, we should try to make this happen.
Yeah, but if say if he says okay, If you pay for that one little to the Canyon Road or whatever, and I'll pay for the rest. But he's not going to agree to that if we're not going to give him water. I mean,
yeah, he's got to get water. So he's got to hook up.
He can't get water.
We got to. We want to go more.
And then the county. And
yeah.
How do we,
so the annexation has to happen.
Yeah.
If the Mickelsons aren't willing, it's
well, yeah, we can't give him water if he's not going to annex. He's not going to be able to annex because they're not going to annex. Most definitely sit today. And the last 2 minutes of our conversation, we are not in.
And I'm curious why not, because it would make their property values higher. But if it's farmland, they're probably
in Greenbelt. That doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, they're not doing, as far as I know, they're not doing anything with that property.
So
they put sheep on it or anything, but they just have
it. So it would be more.
Did she say why they were so adamantly anti-annexation?
No, it would definitely increase the value.
He didn't see
why. Especially if Ashley's going to pay all the annexation costs, right? But it probably would make their taxes go up.
Yeah.
But if they're in Greenbelt, it might go up 50 cents.
Well, true. I don't know. I could ask him again. I'm going to talk to him tomorrow. But we talked briefly this morning at the grocery store, and then we talked this afternoon. And I wanted to reiterate what he sent me in a text. And I'm like, but then that's when he said,
and
we're
then
not.
He to stop him.
I know. Interesting. Yeah, I agreed with everything he said, except for the last part. I'm sure he's giving him a call.
Yeah.
Anyway, anything else on that? Or
you want to follow the phone? No.
I think the next work meeting we hold at the bakery. I agree. We could do that. Well,
we
with that,
I
know it has some chocolate croissants if anyone wants to come over after.
Everybody can come early to buy
that. Yeah, if you want to come by.
I do have one other thing we should probably talk about. Attending these planning and zoning meetings, you can see where there's a problem with the ordinance. No, here, another problem here. Maybe we should just think about nibbling at these problems.
Instead of trying to do big things. Yeah.
Just start taking nibbles.
Sure.
Like the time limit after something's approved. Is it 10 years, 1 year, 6 months, something like that? Just maybe one sentence back into the order. Is that a problem to do one sentence at a time?
No, I think we make a list of when you come up with things like that. And then just every month say, what do we need to put in an ordinance? Because you wait till you can do it all. And
it's overwhelming.
Yeah, we just need to make sure, like, whatever it is, if it's land use, we have to have a public hearing.
Yeah.
And then, move forward with that path.
Okay.
But if it's not, then...
So I'll start making, maybe visit it quarterly or something.
Yeah.
I'll start making a list of, this is a problem, let's write a sentence.
It sounds like the general plan thing is months down the road.
Yeah, you're probably right. You probably need
this
it.
Is really
then it was funny to hear Andrew say, well, why do we need a new general plan?
Yeah, isn't that funny?
One second. I thought
right.
The reason we're doing this is because there's a big uproar about we don't have a general plan. And it sounds like, well, what's wrong with what we got?
Yeah, Cammy was reluctant to open that up. And Andrew was the one that was kind of pushing her for it. So it is.
Okay. Well,
it's ebbs and flows every which way. So.
So Kay's back. Let's see if the time is on.
No, not yet. So he'll be back. Kay will be back their August meeting. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, anything else we move for the journal? We're back in session. We're back in
session. We're watching the session.
You
are
recorded the whole time.
I'll move that we adjourn our special council meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Thank you.